It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Dro, joined by my partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we got our man, the degenerate, Rodolfo, a.k.a. Rudy. Rudy.
Let's go, baby. Let's do it.
And of course, our producer extraordinaire, Statman Brad,
a.k.a. the laptop wrangler, a.k.a. the hometown disappointment. Yeah! What's good?
A.k.a. the highwayman,
a.k.a. Statman Bad. Let's go.
All right.
I'm ready for this.
Good. I like the enthusiasm.
Statman Dad's disappointed.
The whole family's disappointed, all right? Oh. It's been a lifestyle. I've accepted it.
A lifestyle of disappointment?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Such high hopes for you.
Right?
You know, the potential you had was there.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Faded away. Yeah. Into the abyss.
Moving on. Yeah. We're going to talk some sports today. We're going to talk some hoops. Obviously, Harden makes his debut in Brooklyn. We'll get into that. We got some news. We got some soccer and foot and mouth. We got a North State update, believe it or not, and a stat of the day. Look at that. We got some degenerate picks. We got all sorts of stuff going on today. But obviously, after the divisional round, we start with football. So
we're not going to start with the happy MLK
day. Oh, yeah,
day.
I'm sorry.
Like, wow, I got it on there.
I sped right past that.
Happy Martin Luther King Day. Didn't even
day,
say
everyone.
It at all, man. At once. The guy deserves some respect, you know?
My bad. Let's start
right?
there.
You know?
Happy MLK Junior Day, everybody. I apologize. I put it in the rundown. I had a whole thing I was going to read. And then, you know, we've actually done MLK Day on this show for like 5 years.
Well,
now.
It's every Monday. So well, like our show, yeah, I was going to say, we're going to run into MLK Day quite often.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of hard to avoid it. Which, not to say we don't want it. We like it. I always like, I have a big appreciation for MLK, not obviously for the obvious reasons, but I memorized his I Have a Dream speech when I was in eighth grade and performed it at my at my school's speech meet that we had back in the day.
How long did that? That must have been
Well, I didn't do the entire speech because, yes, obviously that speech is like
23 minutes.
Yeah, it's
long
I just did the, when he starts going the I Have a Dream portion, so like, you know.
Okay.
I would start going for it, but I don't have it down anymore. I have a dream today. There you go. We all have a dream.
Yeah, we did. I sped totally past that, so I'm glad you caught me. Let's not let this day go by in vain, which I just tried to do. The same things that Martin Luther King was fighting for 60 years ago, we're still fighting for now. So we obviously have a long way to go, and change comes very slowly.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, realize 60 years in the grand scheme of things is like very little time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still living with people who used to live in times where they weren't allowed to like be with black people.
That's true. Up until 69, it was illegal.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, we're still around. Like, it's, you know, time moves slowly, no doubt. But realize the past that was behind us, for sure, to learn from it. We need to, and we're not doing that anymore.
Well said.
And I saw something the other day, and I didn't believe it. I actually had to look it up. Both Martin Luther King and Anne Frank were born in the same year.
Yeah.
That was blew my mind.
I saw that.
That thinking about how those two influential people were born in the same year and just thinking about how close of time that has been to where we're at now.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy to think about that.
That is wild.
What, yeah. I mean, Anne Frank died when she was 16, right?
She died real young.
I mean, she didn't quite make it past the whole concentration camp phase.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of
another. Yeah, I was just saying
can I lighten it up?
Yeah,
I know we got a little. We're headed down a serious path here, but one thing I will say that was kind of great today was I saw someone post a picture of Martin Luther King and it said I have a meme, and I was like, that's perfect. That's pretty good.
What have we done to this? Look what we've done in this generation. You know, memes. Like, it's hard for them. They're fun that they've come around. You wonder how long they're going to last. Because everything has a season. Yeah. How long is this season of
memes? I don't
know.
Memes lighten everything up. After the insurrection at the Capitol, the memes were on fire.
I mean, it only takes just a large gathering of people and the cameras for memes to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we need these days. And memes are for sure, again, like you said, lighthearted. They're fun, jovial. And I don't see them going anywhere because, I mean, they're just very basic and to the point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Picture, words. I can read them.
Laughter. Let's move on.
Yes.
Want to shout out a listener right now. Shout out to our girl, Mary Beam. Happy birthday, girly.
Happy birthday, girl.
And, you know, if you want to get a shout out.
Is she actually listening right now? Or are you just trying to? Okay.
No,
right,
she is.
Okay,
right.
I appreciate the listen. Okay.
Yeah, right. For sure.
If you want to get a shout out during the show, easy way to do it. Go to TBP Not a Game on Instagram. We're live, baby. You can watch the whole thing behind the scenes. And see how the sausage is made. It's disgusting. Let's talk some football. So the championship round is set. And my God, did the Browns give me a scare there. I was like, are we really going to have to see the Browns in the championship?
You were, dude, come on. You had to have a little Brown love in your life
the
right
Browns
there.
Almost had it.
Come on. I mean, don't get wrong. It was, like, I feel like it would have just been like a heartbreaking situation had. I'm sorry. Totally breaking on who the Browns played right
the
now.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
You know, the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. Your dad's favorite football team.
Yes.
That's who they played.
No doubt, because let's face it.
Jeez.
The Chiefs already had their run. They had their, and not to mention Mahomes is out, got injured. It would have been okay. Like, all right, he had an injured quarterback, understandable. But, you know, anything is possible, apparently.
So, yes.
Shouts to Chad Henne, who still somehow finds his way into the league year in and year out, using being the best job the league has ever offered to you, backup QB.
Yes, 100%. So there was some good news for Big Blue this year, and it was Chad Henne got the win yesterday.
That is fantastic right there.
Shout out to Michigan. We could all celebrate. Big Blue Nation, stand up. You finally have something to cheer for.
Do me a favor. Look up Chad Henne, how long he's been in the league for.
13 years. Yeah.
It's only been 13. I feel like I saw Chad Henne throwing for Michigan like back when I still had diapers on.
Like, I've been a fan of Michigan. You were a late bloomer, apparently.
It took me a while. It took me a while to get out of that phase. You know, potty training was not my strong suit, okay? Diapers are so much more comfortable. Just poop wherever you are in life. You know, who wouldn't love that idea?
Well, you bringing up Chad Henne, let's talk about that game because, so for those of you who didn't watch it, quick recap. Pat Mahomes goes out with a concussion, got very woozy, couldn't stand up. And Chad Henne comes into the game, and you're thinking, "Oh God, here we go." The Browns
game over. Yeah,
the Browns just scored.
Go ahead. Continue.
The Browns just scored. All the momentum is switched, and you're thinking, "Oh God, is this?"
They were able to overcome that situation at the end of the first half, where they had the fumble that went out of the end zone. That was just heart wrenching.
Changed the game.
But they were able to get back into it. They were able to find a way to get back into it. But they just had a lot of lousy, I think. Rookie mistakes, I feel. A lot of people that hadn't been in the playoffs yet and realized the situation. Their timeout situation, one, was handled terribly. In fact, they only had one timeout with like 4 minutes left or something like that. Mm-hmm. How do you get yourself in that situation?
Right.
That's dumb. That's, again, poor coaching.
Right, but the Browns had the ball twice at the end of the game with an opportunity to go ahead.
I mean, they had the fourth down, the fourth and eight or something that they didn't decide to go for.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the same time, like, their defense just didn't hold up. I mean, their defense is always a very weak spot for them, no matter what.
No, and on a third and 13 or 12?
You let Henne do that.
They let Chad Henne run
like
for...
third and 17 or
13. Third and 14. Third and 14 on that one.
Yeah, and he just took off.
And that's the furthest Chad Henne's ever run in his entire life, I think.
Yeah, like, most likely,
The fastest, the furthest, everything combined. He'd never done that before.
And that's why the defense, there was not one player on him. That's why he had...
Well, I mean, again, no one's thinking because Henne doesn't do that. Yeah. It's impossible for that man to run. Like, every thought that he would just, like, crumpled down after he took after 5 yards, you just like break down physically, like his leg would just fall off,
it just arm explode.
Would come, yeah, just something would combust internally, combust right there.
Yeah, but the pair of basketballs on Andy Reid to call that fourth and one and had everyone fooled. Tony Romo's going, oh, look at the body language, you could tell they're just gonna try and draw him off sides, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, they're for sure gonna try and draw him off sides, they should run a play here. And they don't even wait for the clock to wind all the way down. They run a play with like 6 seconds left on the play clock, and they throw that little
little drop.
It's not a slant.
It's not a slant.
It was an out.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was a quick, little quick short out
to the running back. Yeah.
No,
it was Tyreek Hill.
It was Tyreek Hill.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was Hill. Yeah.
And I was wondering, as I'm watching it, immediately after that plays ran, like I'm yelling. I'm like, oh my god, they went for it. Blah blah blah. And then it was like, would Andy Reid run that play had he not already had a Super Bowl under his belt?
I will say, I feel that Andy Reid, he knows he's like one cheeseburger away from like a heart attack and death. So he's like, you know what? I got one chance to live it all. I'm putting it all on the line right now. If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. And like you said, he does already have one in the pocket, so easy for him to kind of gamble with house money per se. But no one ever who just wants one. He deserves more than one for the guy that what he's been through too.
Coach.
He's a good coach. He's been there enough. He should have two with this team in particular. And like he said, he's playing with he's got an injured quarterback right now. He's got a guy that's on. Why not throw it out there? They're not expecting you to do it, you know? So
yeah, I mean, plus the Chiefs have been an aggressive team all year long, so this isn't really out of character for them. But I would say that Andy Reid isn't going to want to pull off the throttle here in to go into the championship game. So why not just finish it off with your own?
Look at that man. He doesn't know what pulling off the throttle means. Okay?
That's fair.
Self-control, zero.
All right, let's get into the matchup that is near and dear to a lot of people here in Chico. Aaron Rodgers versus the GOAT, Tom Brady, Bucks versus Green Bay, to go to the Super Bowl this weekend. This is the first matchup of note that I can remember between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Obviously, they've never squared off in the Super Bowl, so they've never met in the postseason, but I can't even remember any real Sunday night games that stand out or a Monday night or anything.
Yeah, nothing really to write home about, but they've only faced off three times head-to-head against each other.
Okay.
Tom Brady's 2-1 against them.
Okay.
And they weren't really spectacular games. I mean, when the Patriots won, they won handily. When the Packers won, they won handily. So it wasn't really a nail biter in any respect. But the only other time that they faced off was this year, and Tampa Bay put the whooping on them. I think they beat them 30-30 or 38 or whatever to 10.
Aaron Rodgers got like intercepted like three times.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
That's right.
So
that's right.
But this is a different Packers team.
But that Bucks defense looks tough.
Yeah, they do.
They look really good. I mean, don't get me wrong. Drew Brees can't throw for past five yards right now. That arm is gone. That guy, he shouldn't come back. The fact that they brought in Jameis Winston for that deep throw obviously shows he doesn't have an arm. The fact they didn't bring him back in at some point in time, I'm kind of baffled by it. Like, why not? You see that this dude is washed. I know you want to give him a go, but do you owe it to him or do you owe it to your team and do you owe it to your fans to actually win? Instead of like, oh, let's have Breeze have his timeout. No, easy breezy. Sit your ass down. We don't need you anymore. Okay.
Well, I mean, he got him to this point. He got him to that number.
Did he
one.
Really get to that point? At this point, the dude's been kind of. I mean, for the past couple years, not that good.
But he still got him to the division title.
They got a guy named Alvin Kamara and a pretty stout defense. That's good out there. That gets him to this point in time, and he hung on. I feel he is hanging on.
So, do they have a chance? Do they have another quarterback that they can use?
Jameis Winston. Did you deliver a ball?
Okay,
was wide open.
But let's
so
also
no
remember what he did in Tampa.
I know that, but at the same time, the guy can still sling
that's
it.
Old Tampa.
Yeah, it's old Tampa. The guy can sling the ball still. Do I think? I mean, I feel like with that one throw, Jameis has definitely got himself some money next year.
I mean,
oh my gosh, he can do it.
It was a good throw and it was a good shot down the
lucky
field.
There
but
was nowhere near him.
Yeah,
there wasn't a dude within 25 yards of him.
But you've also seen quarterbacks miss that pass easy too.
Jimmy G lost.
So yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah.
I didn't
want to mention it, but yes,
I hate the guy,
there you
right?
go. James or Jimmy G, who would you rather have? Serious question.
Oh man, that's a great question.
Right now, I would have Jameson all day. Oh, yeah.
Eat that W, man.
Oh,
eat that W.
All those crab legs that he took home.
That is a tough one, man. That is...
what do you guys think about that game? How do you think it's going to either pan out, and do you think that...
Well, I want to talk about Drew Brees real quick.
Okay.
Because he's obviously a phenomenal quarterback, but in his career exceeded anyone's expectations when he was a rookie or so, especially when he's coming off that shoulder injury. And I would say the signing of Drew Brees by New Orleans, I think they said it on the broadcast last night, or I heard it somewhere, so this is not my hot take, might be the biggest free agent signing across sports.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you think about what he did for that franchise, and the Saints have been consistently in contention essentially since
every
he got
year,
here.
Yeah.
But he did only win one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And you got screwed out of two, though. Not maybe two titles, but at least two opportunities to legitimately win a title. That one flagrant pass interference wasn't called the against the Rams. And they also had that Minnesota miracle where, let's face it, Minnesota did not deserve to win that game whatsoever. When you have the name of, what was it, Case Keenum?
Yeah.
No, you don't need that anymore.
Well, not only what he did for the franchise, but what he did for the whole state of Louisiana. I mean, think about what happened during Hurricane Katrina and what he brought to that brought life to that city and that state after that tragedy.
He was there during Katrina?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that was the game against the Falcons, the opening game in the Superdome.
He has been there forever.
Yep.
Yep.
Since, what, 2006?
I was in high school when Katrina happened,
It's crazy.
Hot diggity dog.
But overall, if you look at it, even though his career exceeded anyone's expectations when he came into the league, kind of disappointing.
They should have at least, he should have one more ring, at least.
I mean, when you think about how many home losses does he have in the playoffs the last 5-6 years?
Quite a bit.
The past three have been...
every year?
Yeah.
I mean, who would you say more disappointing, Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers? Let's face it, Aaron Rodgers only has one as well. Like, let's face it, he's got a good chance this year, but at the same point in time, he has failed time and time again. Yeah. Only has one. You know,
especially against the Niners in the playoffs, we own
them.
Now, granted, he has not He has not had the same.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers' postseason career has been disappointing.
Pretty bad.
He has not the same team to help. I feel that New Orleans had. New Orleans has had a spectacular squad all around, top down, head coach as well, Sean Payton. I mean, let's face it, Mike McCarthy, you were a joke.
And Aaron Rodgers' first completion to a number or a first round draft pick wide receiver was this past weekend. So it's not like they've surrounded him with a bunch of studs either. But, I mean, now he might have Devontae Adams killing it, Aaron Jones killing it. So that,
So Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs is 11-8. Brees is 9-9.
Yeah, see?
Pretty close. So, I mean, that's fairly average. Yeah. Fairly average in both players.
And you take out that Super Bowl run for both of them, it's not looking good. That's
at
least three games or four games if they're in the wild card round. I can't remember. So, Aaron Rodgers needs to get it done this year. So, what do you guys think? Let's just jump ahead. What do you guys think here? I'll go to you, Mr. Packers fan.
This one is I was really hoping to get the Saints because I was worried about Tom Brady.
Yeah,
but I honestly think the way that the Packers are playing right now with their defense and how they've performed, and also that three-headed monster at running back that the Packers have. I think the Packers are going to win, but it's only going to be by a one-score game, maybe even 3 points.
When was the last time a warm weather team went into Lambeau and won a playoff game? Was it
very few?
Was it that Michael Vick Atlanta team?
Colin Kaepernick went in there.
No. Colin Kaepernick was in San Francisco. I was there for that game, and it hurt.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
we talked about this last week.
This is the first championship game, in Lambeau. For Aaron Rodgers.
In the frozen tundra.
Yeah. This is the first time he's actually made it to the NFC Championship.
Probably one of the coolest nicknames out there in like a first stadium, I feel, in all
the
sports.
The frozen tundra.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, I like it.
Coming into the frozen tundra.
But not many. Not many have come in. And that's what I was wanting for home field advantage, because a lot of teams from warmer weather or even domes, they don't do well in that colder temperature. But Brady has been in that cold temperature, so that's the one.
But Brady has. A lot of those dudes haven't.
Mm-mm.
And it's just going to be uncomfortable. So
he's got Gronk, man. He's good to go.
You saw what he did with Gronk in there.
They have a polar bear on that team. Yeah. That's a good point. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But Gronk didn't produce anything for the most part in this past game except for one like clutch catch.
Yeah, but you have a polar bear on the frozen tundra. He knows what he's doing. This is when he's going to
stay. So this is where he's going to... Okay, he's going to get it, okay?
So do we do this now? Because I'm sure Rudy's going to give us some picks here in a minute. So maybe we'll save Rudy's pick and we'll go around. Who do we have in the Super Bowl? Start with you, Mr.
Packers. Bills.
Okay.
I said the Packers Bills already. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah.
I already said that already, so.
All right. Well, I said the good money is before the playoffs started was Bucks Bills Super Bowl because it was 250-1. And now I'm going to have to go.
Rudy.
I'm going to go Chiefs Packs. Pack.
Rudy.
What is that?
Rudy. Rudy.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
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 Rudy. All right. I got the Packers all day. All day at minus four.
All right.
And also, I got the Bills at plus three. The Chiefs need to lose. They've been too close every damn game, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. Bills all day. Let's go.
Ah! Yeah! Yeah! Let's go. Down with the chin. Packers mouth. All day.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
I can't believe it. Upset City.
All right. Anyway, moving on. So last week, I'm just going to keep it real. Y'all disappointed me. And I'm talking to you, listeners. Everyone who voted on the TVP Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
I thought this was a walk-off. This was the most obvious thing in the world. I didn't know what was going to win, but I knew what should have lost. And what should have lost was The Greatest Showman. A movie no one's seen here except Brad.
Who are you people?
A musical featuring
Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine. And the kid from
Bolton.
What's he from?
High School Musical.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't remember his first name, but it's Bolton. Something Bolton.
Are you talking about in the movie?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Stop looking at us. No one's seen
it. Yeah, yeah. Why were you looking?
Because
yeah.
I'm talking to you. Sorry, I don't know his name. So if you guys can help us out here, that'd be great.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Don't care.
All right.
I'm heart-wrenched.
Well, yeah, so. We're doing a new thing where we announce, we just select things for our honorary TBP Hall of Fame. Last week, y'all somehow voted for Brad's horrible suggestion of The Greatest Showman. Again, a movie that no one here has seen, nor cares to see. And I think it should be a punishment for all of us, and we should be forced to watch it as a group now.
I mean, we respect your decision, obviously, as our fans. We will obviously put it into the Hall of Fame, where, you know, apparently it deserves to be by your vote. But, I'm calling fraud on it. So,
yeah. I think Brad was doing some,
I paid nobody.
Brad was doing some campaigning after the show. There's a huge group thread going on.
Something behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see if we can't do better this week. So, Brad, you're going to start us off
here
in a second.
No. I won. I get the last pick.
No, that's not how it works. You won, you get the first.
Wait. I thought the rules were I get the last pick because it's the advantage. Because I don't want to use my golden boy if you guys have a better one.
Yeah, exactly. That was the idea. Yeah, we said that last week.
Yeah. Oh. Don't go switching the rules on us.
All right. Well,
just because I had a pick that you didn't like.
All right. Here we
go. Don't get me wrong. I don't agree with it, but we made it. You know,
that's fair.
What's set in stone is set in stone. But I can change anything I want to. So you know.
All right. Well, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the TVP Hall of Fame. Oh wait, that's not it. Apologies. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the TVP Hall of Fame.
Place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, y'all. The TBP Hall of Fame. For this week's nomination, as an acting member of the board of directors for the TBP Hall of Fame, I pull my trump card and elect an undeniable candidate, Puppies. Beat that.
Wow, Puppies. Trying to put
that's like cheating. Beat that.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, are we going to be specific puppies or are we going to say puppies in general?
All puppies. Just a puppy. Okay. Whatever your favorite puppy is, that one.
Dude, wow. That's just
that. I was going to save it for later in the season, but I had to go first. So.
Okay. You know, bringing the heaters tonight.
I'm going to throw up something that I feel that can obviously take Puppies down. This candidate is heart wrenching in so many ways. Mainly because I'll never have a chance. But, my gosh, Majesty. Emily Blunt deserves to be nominated into our TVP Hall of Fame. I'm putting it up there. That glorious accent of hers. I don't know how John Krasinski got that, but good on you, my man. Apparently being Jim from the show helped you out. And let's face it, too. Jim, probably one of the worst characters on the show, too. I feel like one of my least... Like, started off strong, kind of didn't like him at the end. That's my two cents.
Really, Michael Scott?
You didn't like him because of Pam.
He just kind of turned into be, I feel, just very... simple, I feel. You know, just like, I'm just trying to get Dwight back as much as, like, you know, you got a kid right now, man. I get it. You're, you know, just, like, focus on that and, like, sell some paper, my dude.
Fair enough.
All right, Rudy.
All righty. I got one. Barstool Sports Fund.
Oh, dang it. That was a part of my North State. I'll talk about it, but.
Okay. Well,
good.
Anyone doesn't know about the Barstool Fund, they raised, what is it, a little bit over 28, 29 mil?
Yeah, last time I saw it was 25, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
It's up there, and it all started from Parcel Sports getting called out, and I think he donated $500,000 to start out, and then all of a sudden it's up to 28 mil to help small businesses all over the U.S. Mm-hmm.
Shouts to the Big Chico Burger. Is that
Burger Hut. Burger Hut. Do not put Big Chico Burger on a
pedestal. Well, you just did it again, man.
Right,
and so thanks for that one.
Was
right
it Upper Park got some love, too, didn't they? I'm pretty sure.
Well, he was wearing a shirt. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, had a conference call with the Barstool president, and they had a FaceTime phone call with the owners of the Burger Hut to announce that they had been elected to receive funds from the Barstool charity.
Awesome. So, that's a good one.
We got fire candidates right now, guys. Yeah. And I'm going to lose, I feel like. I don't know. People, I had to put it up because, like, you know.
Hey, but,
I mean, that was a quality one. It was
right
good. But, I mean, puppies are a good one right now.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know how to feel about this.
We'll see. We'll see.
Go ahead, sir.
So, as reigning champion of the Hall of Fame.
Don't hold that heavy. Don't.
Oh, my God.
Do not.
Are you going to do the thank you speech right now?
No, I'm not. But I feel like I'm going to elect a very good one. Near and dear to a lot of...
control the board right now, so I can just mute him.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know. He can mute me right now.
Yeah. It's the nice thing about being a producer. Anyways, something that's near and dear to a lot of Chico people's hearts, and I'm going to pick Bidwell Park, the crown jewel of Chico. It's got a lot of beauty, especially during the fall time.
Okay.
If you ever are in Chico and you're walking through Bidwell Park in the fall, you cannot deny it is beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Better than my last week's? Yeah?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, honestly, though, like, a corn dog would have been better than last week's. So.
I mean, don't knock a corn dog, though. I'm just
saying.
Corn
dogs are fire.
I feel like you're saying you can throw a corn dog, but corn dogs are really good. I feel like
you're saying they're, like, lower echelon than.
I'm just saying the same. When it comes to corn dog versus the Greatest Showman, corn dogs skyrocket.
Yeah, that's
way fair. Over the Greatest Showman.
All right, fair.
In my book.
Yeah, Bidwell Park.
Yeah.
All right, good one. All right. We can move on.
Leave.
There's your nominees. You can go to TBP, Not a Game. We'll post it after the show at some point. The nominees, you can vote on them, and it is completely up to you. We do not. I guess we do all get a vote, but we can't vote for our own.
Honestly, we just gotta let the fans. I feel the fans dealing with it. That keeps it simple.
Okay.
No need to add us into the mix.
So if we are gonna vote, we just can't vote for our own, right? Or just don't.
Yeah, I thought that was the rule. That was the rule.
Yeah. So
okay,
because we're obviously voting on the Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk after. Shoot me a couple Twompskis.
Yeah. Not worth it to me. I love you, Emily, but not that much.
My vote is for sale, so you guys holler at me. Highest offer wins. Oh, man.
It's not worth that much.
No.
Man, appreciate y'all rocking with us this evening. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, the world's greatest sports talk radio show. I do want to give a quick shout out to all the businesses that support KZFR. I know KZFR has always been of the community, and they've been instrumental in bringing community and businesses together, and their work hasn't stopped. Our work, I suppose. Big shout out to Leah. I know she's doing our social media. She's been doing the small business focus campaign and highlighting a lot of small businesses here around town. And one thing that you guys might not know is that 400 businesses in Butte County have closed down since the lockdown began. So our economy here is struggling as much of the country, obviously, with the pandemic. But really think about this next time you need to go shopping. Instead of going on Amazon, if it's something you could get for relatively the same price, you know, spend the extra 20 minutes and go support a local business here in town if you can. It's really important that we keep each other afloat and that we keep the money here and we stop giving it to major corporations that give us nothing back. So,
and also, don't use DoorDash or Grubhub if you're going to a local store. Go to their store, order on the phone or order online for them, and then go pick it up. Don't
unless
do this
DoorDash. You're hammered.
Yes, yes, of course.
And you do what my girlfriend did and order $65 worth of Jack in the Box. Oh. And we had 18 egg rolls for three people, two of them being girls.
But that's a national corporation. You're fine with that.
Yeah, no.
But don't drive drunk, people.
Absolutely.
If you need
not.
To, use Grubhub. But if you're sober.
Or even Entree Express. Entree yeah. Express is local.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Keep it local. Keep it local, y'all. Speaking of keeping it local, Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Pullin Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. They can be reached at 342-1055. Shout out to Pullin Cyclery. Shout out to North Rim Adventure Sports, as always, for the continued support. Both been longtime sponsors. And once again, shout out to all the businesses that support KZFR. And shout out to all the businesses in Butte County that are still open. We know it hasn't been easy. So good on you for keeping your doors open and doing whatever you can to keep your people employed and keep business afloat. All right. So it's that time of the show where we catch you up on the news going on in the world. Derek Isamaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now... This is one I kind of had in my bag for quite some time just because there's been so many news stories I've had to put off. But this one I thought had to be brought to your attention because it's so good, obviously. That's why I bring it to your attention right now. It's the list of the most dangerous toys from 2020. I don't know about you guys. Toys growing up when you're a kid on Christmas, like, oh my goodness. I didn't get a lot of them, but the ones I did get... They weren't very good. And I always wanted the better ones. And I see these toy lists, and I'm like, sign me up for all of them. Actually, not all of them. Some of them are like for men for kids and stuff. And but the list of the 10 most deadliest toys out there. Calico Critter Nursery Friends. Now, again, we're talking a lot of babies in here, and babies swallow a lot of things because babies are dumb, okay? They put everything in their mouth, and that's how they figure out what things are. Is this good for me? Is this not? No, baby. Stop putting things in your mouth. Luckily, you got parents around, hopefully, to tell you otherwise. Number 9, missile launcher. Doesn't give me anything else. Just says missile launcher, which... Tell me more. Like, where does this, what are we doing? What are we launching it from? How are we launching this missile? What's the missile look like? Is it made of foam? Is it made of plastic? Can I actually launch this thing? Or is it just a toy launcher that I'm just supposed to pretend to launch? Those aren't that fun. I have a good imagination, but I'd rather see the action in, you know, live.
Sounds like a Nerf, like, gun.
I think so, too. Yeah. That's what I would assume. But again, the list did not very, very good job informing me of what it was. I had to do a little looking up on some of these because... I was baffled as to why.
All right, fair.
Marvel's Avenger Vibranium Power FX Claw. Oh, yeah.
I could see that being dangerous.
Yeah. Gloria Owl. Now, I was wondering, like, Gloria Owl, what is this? This is literally just a fluffy owl. And they're just saying because there's, like, fluff on there, the kid might get it into their mouth and, like, fur balls, you know? That's apparently the situation. WWE Jumbo Superstar Fists. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Original boomerang interactive stunt UFO. I can definitely see a lot of people getting hit with that one. I've never understood boomerangs at all. Anyone ever gotten a boomerang to come back to them ever?
Never.
Never have in my life. Don't get it. Australians, please tell me. I want to know how to throw a boomerang. I feel like I should set out a goal for myself for this year. I don't ever do goals. This might be my first one.
To
throw a boomerang. Yeah. I think that's... I want to figure it out.
That's a good one.
How to throw a boomerang to legitimately come back.
It's all about the angles.
Naturally. I haven't figured it out yet. Other things I have, though.
Do tell.
Next up, Boom City Racers Starter Pack. Again, swallowing toys because kids are dumb. The second one, I have to say this because, again, my sweet love, lots of love mini babies. My goodness, where did they come up with toys these days?
Right?
Weird.
And
name.
Then finally, the most dangerous toy out there, the Star Wars Mandalorian Darksaber. Yes. I saw that thing. It's pretty big. It's pretty badass. And
is
like,
it?
You could probably swing that and like you could legitimately break some arms if you hit a kid right because those are fragile out there. So yeah, I was gonna say, parents, when you're buying toys, be mindful of them because kids aren't smart. They'll put a lot of things in their mouth, like many people I know out there.
Okay, I feel like that was just low.
Like food, everyone puts food in their mouth, don't they? Come on, all right. Like I eat on a daily basis.
Okay, okay.
So there's some people who pay to put other things in their mouth. Okay,
okay. We got the joke the first time, Derek.
Profession, okay?
Yeah, we got it the first time. We can move
wine
on.
Wine connoisseurs, right. You know. Anyways,
speaking of putting things in your mouth, unfortunately, a lady over in France is having a problem convincing her country that she's not dead. That's right. 58-year-old French woman in Lyon is dead, at least according to the courts. Unfortunately for her, she's not, as she stands in the court for the past 3 years trying to vie for her still existence.
What?
Due to a series of complex situations, she found herself being presumed dead by the courts. A death certificate has been written out. However, she's not dead, as claimed before, and is in the courts physically fighting to say, I'm alive. And the courts have not yet overturned her death. Which is leading to all sorts of issues for her because she no longer exists. But she does exist. Which is weird because are you saying I only exist because the government says I exist?
Ooh,
wow.
Oh, what an existential question.
I mean, Descartes says, I think, therefore I am. But the government's like, don't matter to me. You're nothing. Think all you want. You're dead to me. So, when filling out those death certificates, y'all, be careful. Make sure the person's actually dead.
What did that have to do with putting... You transitioned with speaking of putting things in your mouth.
I mean, I was going to go into a sex story about a woman who was being told to start limiting her screams during sex, but I pulled up the wrong story, and I had trouble finding that one.
Oh, okay.
So I just kind of went with the one I pulled up, and...
And that's what we got.
And now it's what you got.
All right.
Yeah.
Got
it. So that's just me not planning ahead for the future.
Okay, fair enough.
As there are many people out there who do when they have accidents 9 months later. Now, all right, we'll go down this list anyway. I opened up this can of worms. I was not going to do this story, but you know what? I just set it up perfectly by that last joke. So I got to go down. I got to go down this road, guys. So just be prepared for where it goes, because
I don't know if I could ever be prepared for anything that you do.
All right, let's say lists of what took the most number of lives last year.
All right, I like this.
Let's see where it goes. Right. Yeah. Any guesses out there as to what the number one taker of lives was?
Is this just could like heart disease and stuff like that be included, or are we talking about like accidents?
Accidents is in there.
Okay, well, I would go like heart disease, cancer, big heavy hitters.
Those are both high on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are both 2 and 3, I want to say.
Oh.
Did COVID crack the top 10 here?
No, it did not.
Okay. Oh.
COVID only had about 2 million deaths.
At the time of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't.
All right, now I'm interested.
Okay, yeah. Well, the number, obviously, heart disease was about 17. The highest number. Death takers rhymes with abortion. 42 million abortions occurred last year. So,
but it rhymes with abortion.
It rhymes with abortion.
It's abortion. Wait,
I could have said it rhymes with Swiss abortion, but I just went for the other way. I just said it rhymes with abortion, so it was abortion. Number 42. So I wanted to say,
damn.
I mean, 42 million. We didn't need that many more people out of this world, you know. Like, let's just say we. Some of the people dodged a bullet there, you know? You lived in this world? Whew.
Oh, my
y'all
God.
Lived, y'all got out there quick, okay?
I mean, he's okay. Not wrong there.
It's a way to get out. Before you even know what you got, just get out before you even know.
Better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all. Okay. We never even loved at all, so you don't get the chance at all. So, yeah.
Jesus.
That's
his new
guys.
Segment. I swear to God, it's going to get us kicked off the radio.
I'm just spitting out facts right now. I don't know how this is a problem. You know what? We said L-E-T-S-G-O. Let's go. Let's go. Political. That's what we just did. That's not even political. I'm just spitting out facts.
I mean, those are a lot of deaths. I never would have expected that, though.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's worldwide.
That is worldwide. Yeah. 42 million. Wow.
42, but yeah.
All right.
It trumps everything else by a significant amount.
Did the stat ever say how much was in America?
It did not break down by country. Okay. This is like the
just the overall. All right. Okay. Fair.
No, but speaking of stats, stat man Brad has a stat.
Pull those stats up, Brad.
Oh, there was no drop. I forget. I don't have a drop.
Would you like me to make you a drop?
I mean, no, you're fine.
Stat of the day by stat man Brad.
Well, he's used to his North.
Yeah, I thought we were going to go North State update first.
Would you like to get the North State and then just throw in your stat?
Yeah, let's do that. I kind of want a drop. I haven't heard this one in a while.
He's got stats, and his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
You actually have a North State Update?
I actually do.
Okay, all right.
So our North State Update, it's been very, very quiet in the sporting world for the whole entire North State. Everything's been shut down. They haven't been able to do much. So
tell us more.
I will tell you more. The high schoolers across the country and in the North State have rallied together for a let them play movement. Yeah. They have been, the high schoolers themselves, also the coaches and the parents, have all gathered together in protest, and they want to play again. They want this season to start up. If not, they're not even guaranteed next season, and they want that. A lot of seniors have lost out on their senior year in high school, which is a very magical moment for those who know that they're not going to college, or not going to college to play anymore. And this is also affecting a lot of the colleges around here, and it's been hurting a lot of people. So it's good to see them actually starting to be proactive on that. And not only just the players, but it's the coaches and the parents all getting together in on this. PV and Chico were a part of that. I believe Shasta and Foothill and Enterprise up in the north.
Has there been any headway into tearing down the figurative walls of letting them play?
No, not at all. They're just voicing their concern. And hopefully we see them back in August, because I do miss this segment. I do miss that drop. It's been a while.
Here's a thought, guys. On 3rd and Main right here, we have the Chico Central Commerce. You could try storming it, see what happens. Maybe something's happened. I hear that's a way to get things done these days. Just say it.
I mean, City Hall's right across the street from us, too.
Whatever the people who
City
run
Hall
the city,
is right across right the street there, from us. So.
I'm just saying. I'm not asking for it.
No.
I'm just...
We're letting you guys know that City Hall is right next to us.
You could also stay home and do absolutely nothing, too. Those are other
options.
That
is an acceptable option as well. Very sane.
You could just start a Madden League. That's not fun.
No, they're not fun at all. Anyways, going on to my stat of the day, I've had a few, and I've picked one. Tom Brady has beaten 18 different teams in the playoffs. 18 different teams. Colts, Jaguars, Chargers, Steelers, Rams, Ravens, Titans, Texans, Chiefs, Broncos, Jets, Raiders, Panthers, Eagles, Seahawks, Falcons, Washington, and now the Saints. That is the most by any quarterback.
What's the second most?
That's
crazy.
It didn't say, but he also has 32 career playoff wins, double the closest QB at 16.
Who's the next closest?
It's going to be
Joe. I will look that one up. I
wouldn't it be Joe? Is it
Joe Montana?
I would imagine. I'll look that one up. But
okay. Sorry for putting you on the spot.
You're good. I was just giving you the stats. I wasn't looking up the second one. Sorry.
He's got stat, not stats.
Stat of the day.
He's just got stats.
I guess you're right. Yeah. He's stat man, Brad, not stats man, Brad. All right.
Well, I could give you more if you want, but I mean,
we asked for more. You didn't give us more.
Sorry.
What are we doing right now?
Also, ending on a.
No, we don't want those. We want the stats we asked for.
I was looking those up.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Well, don't tell me you
My
have
gosh.
Them.
I have another stat, a different stat.
I didn't want that stat.
You don't
want
that stat
we asked for.
Well, give me a sec. I'll give it to you.
What's wrong with her, boy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Gosh. You know what? Forget the stat right now. You want to get Aaron on the phone?
Do you want the stat or do you want Aaron?
I would like you to do your job and get them both. We'll Gosh. Talk hoops till you come back Fine. And you have time to look up your stat. Oh, man. NBA, everybody.
Woo!
The glorious league. It's going on right now. I love what they do during MLK Day every year where they just start games at like 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
And Montana.
Oh, it is Montana. Thank you. Good to know.
I was right.
You're welcome.
You were right.
I was right. You nice. Should have known that, yeah. Mr. Niner over here. You too, Rudy.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, clearly not, okay?
I have nothing to say right now.
I have no NBA. Excuse.
I'd throw at Jake DeLone, there'd be a reason why, but I know he wasn't there. I made an educated guess.
All right, so hoops.
Harden in the Nets, man.
Yeah, they're playing right now.
Oof, they're kind of, I'm not going to lie, this could be the best thing to happen in sports, I feel, no matter which way it goes. Either going to be fun to watch because they're going to be spectacular on the floor mm-hmm. together in some way, shape, or form, or there's going to be a bunch of drama that is just we all feast on and just like we go crazy for. So I think I'm excited for this move right now. And I don't want to say go Nets, but I want to see chaos.
I would like nice. To see chaos yeah, as
chaos
well.
Chaos is a great, great term to use.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think Kyrie's going to come back and just he's going to have 2-3 weeks that are going to be solid. After that, everything's going to get blown up some way, somehow.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, a lot of people are talking about, you know, how great Harden looked in his first game. And I am confused how he lost that much weight and looked that much different in, like, 3 days.
I mean, did he walk to Houston?
Yeah.
Is that what happened right there?
Just like, jogged
all jog there? Like, all right.
Just Forrest Gumped it.
Right now, guys.
Yeah.
This is hardcore.
Oh, man. But, hey, if he whatever he did, good on him. I just think, you know, you're going to get this inspired version of James Harden for some time, but let's see what this looks like game 50, not game mm-hmm. 11, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they do still have the best player, one of the best scorers the league's ever seen in Kevin Durant.
Yeah, of course.
And they also have the best scorer in the league currently right now in James Harden. So, like, you feel like, but they got Kevin Durant. I feel like that is their anchor right there.
Yep.
As much as I give Kevin Durant a lot of hate, he is still a phenomenal player worthy of the praise that I don't give him.
That's fair.
He's
yeah.
the truth.
He's great. He is great. Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a mess there. Kyrie's left the team for personal reasons. Hasn't come back yet. Was spotted at his sister's wedding. But
didn't he also have a party, too?
Like a kid's birthday party as well.
Yeah.
Is that what he got fined for?
Party, yeah.
Was that what he was fined for? Because
I think so. Okay. He got caught on camera on IG or something.
Yeah, he was filmed without having a mask on at a family function.
They're a little too Nazi-esque about these masks, I feel, you know? Like, what do you know what's going on in that situation? You know, are they all close and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, for all you know, that he's been in that same bubble of people the entire time. But yeah. I do want to say I call Kyrie a weirdo because I absolutely believe he's a weirdo. But he did do a very generous thing recently when he purchased a home for the family of George Floyd. You got to let him up.
Oh.
Yeah.
He
recently purchased a home for George Floyd's wife and daughter.
Yep.
And so as much grief as I give Kyrie when he does something good, I do have to acknowledge it. So shouts to him for that.
It's funny how that comes out now, you know, like he's been MIA, no one really knows what's going on, but hey, I got that paid for, so I'm staying.
He's
getting that mojo up a little
I'm
bit,
curious
you know?
As to when that purchase took place, because Steven Jackson's the one who broke the news and said it happened. So to Kyrie's credit, didn't come out and say it wasn't
true.
His publicist, it wasn't anyone in Kyrie's camp, it was Steven Jackson, who was close friends with George Floyd, who was murdered. So
once again, unfair of me to judge something that I do not know anything about, but that's what I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I mean, the timing is a little suspicious, but again, to Kyrie's credit, you know, he's saying that he wants to focus on some social justice issues, put your money where your mouth is, and he absolutely did. So shouts to him on that one. I have a boring question. Is anyone going to threaten the Lakers in the West? We'll get to this next week. Let's bring on our foreign correspondent, Aaron Isumaki. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great. So we are excited because hockey is back.
Puck yeah!
This is the one downside to hockey being back, because you have to hear that.
I mean, that's the golden part of the show right there. Okay, everyone, they hang on tooth and nail to hear that phrase right there.
No, okay? The golden part of the show is Aaron. Come on now. Yeah, we all know that.
100%.
Well, I need her to do that. So
the league looks a little different this year. I know you've mentioned it on the show before, but can you kind of give us a breakdown of how hockey is carrying forward for the season?
Yeah, so they've got these four divisions, and the teams are only playing other teams in their own division. So they're not doing a regular season more like what the NBA is doing. It's just you play these teams in your division, and so it's going to end up being a lot of games that are played back-to-back by the same teams. And it's just going to be whoever comes out of these divisions with the best records that are going to go into playoffs. So it's going to look like a very strange season.
Are they still going to have a bubble for the playoffs like they did this past year as well?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't think they've even decided on that yet, because they can't play in Canada currently. The Sharks are currently playing in Scottsdale because they're not allowed to play in San Jose, so they haven't finalized a lot of that yet.
Are they riding in Canada right now? I mean, how do you not have hockey in Canada? They must be going crazy.
Well, those Canadians are a peaceful bunch, so they're just probably sending angry emails.
Handwritten letters, actually, I feel, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Handwritten letters, for sure.
It's probably, like, sealed with legitimate maple syrup, too, you know? That's what they use to seal all their letters. So whenever you get it, just something sweet in the mail comes to you, you know?
Aaron, so the season kicked off this past weekend, didn't it?
It did. We're two games in for each team. Everyone's playing game number three. Only a 56-game season, so it's about half of what their normal season is, and they're going to play 116 days straight, so 116 nights of hockey, no night missed. Pretty exciting.
But that's 116 straight nights of hockey, I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean that obviously every team's playing every night.
Oh, yeah, sorry, no, they get some time off.
Okay, I was going to say, man, are we running these? We want these guys to live through next year?
Yeah. Like,
or are we just sacrificing them for 2021's cause?
Well, we don't even know if there's going to be a 2022, so might as well go all out this year.
There we go. We're hanging on like.
Hanging on for dear life.
You know?
Real quick, I want to switch. We'll get back to another hockey update next week with you. I know you didn't get to watch the Max Holloway fight, but you said you were going to look up some highlights. Have you had the opportunity to watch that yet?
I sure did. So, I watched highlights of it. I'd heard about it, and I just didn't get around to watching it. But, yeah, Max Holloway was fighting up-and-coming Calvin Kattar, and this was supposed to be, you know, a pretty good fight. Max Holloway's number two. Calvin Kattar's number six. He's the rising star in the UFC. Well, Holloway destroyed him. Holloway landed 445 significant strikes. Kattar just looked like he got sent through the ringer, and Max Holloway ended up winning by unanimous decision. So it was pretty one-sided, and it was supposed to be a really good fight. So some people would call it disappointing. Some people like to see someone get beat up. I'm personally in the latter. So,
and we have McGregor this weekend. Is that correct?
That's correct. McGregor versus Dustin Poirier. Safe to say McGregor's going to win, but, you know, it's still fun to see him fight.
Chances he's going to take that fight with Jake Paul?
Oh, man. I don't know, because Jake Paul was kind of talking trash about his wife, so I feel like McGregor's not going to want to kind of give him the acknowledgement. I don't think he wants to, you know, give him the pleasure of knowing that he conned him into a fight, because it's not going to be a fight.
But 50 mil is 50 mil, though. That's the, you know, apparently a 50 mil offer has been made to McGregor, which is insane. But I get what you're saying. You don't want to give the guy more fuel to his fire right now than you have to. Like, he doesn't need to go down. Like, this is a big step down for McGregor. This is a huge up for Jake Paul, so he doesn't need to go down.
Yeah, does McGregor really need $50 million? You know,
does a bird really need to fly?
I'm going to say, yeah, that's a yes, absolutely.
There you go, McGregor needs it.
He's a bird. He needs to fly, Aaron.
Well, Aaron, you were on the show with us. I appreciate the fight update, and we'll check back in with you in a week or so on that one. Well, not a week or so, exactly a week. We'll check back in about the McGregor fight. But I wanted to do bad life advice. We had a bunch, and I feel bad because we're not going to be able to get to all of them. But I believe you're on the one a couple weeks ago when the gentleman wrote in about winning some money and his wife putting him on an allowance. Were you on that one for that?
I was not, but I did hear. I think he got like $11,000 or something. And
yeah, he won.
Yeah,
he came into some money, but basically his wife has given him an allowance, so he wrote a follow up to us. And he says, I wrote in a few weeks ago about my wife controlling my money. You guys said you needed some context in regards to how my wife came about controlling my finances. You guys said maybe I had a gambling problem. That wasn't the case. First of all, we said maybe, okay? We didn't know. And this is why you should write these more detailed.
Because we're always going to assume that we're always going to assume the worst. You know?
Yeah.
It makes it fun when it's
you
worst.
Won 11 yes. grand playing blackjack, so... I'm sorry we assume that, but
it takes a while to get that 11 grand. So
if it quacks like a duck, you know what I mean? If it barks like a dog. That wasn't the case, he says. I spent a lot of money on a car and a house that was bigger than my wife thought was necessary. Oh, flex. it was only then that my wife stepped in and said, since she has a little more financial responsibility, she should control the finances. Since she took over, our savings have ballooned and my kids have a college savings account. Now that we are a little ahead of where we thought we would be, I just want some control back. When I mentioned it to her, her argument was basically, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But for me, it seems broken. I have a few $100 a week allowance, and it seems ridiculous as a 37-year-old man to have an allowance. It is not a deal breaker for me, but am I wrong to feel that I should have more control? Is there another way that I should approach this situation with my wife?
You got to include her in stuff, man. That's the best way I can to start to get you to get more money is doing stuff with her involved in some way, because that's what they love. They love doing stuff with you. You know, and if you can find some way as something that you like to do, you can somehow bring her along with you too. That's the best win-win, I'd say. But I get it. You want to have your own time too. I don't know. That one, I would say it's tough, especially if you did win the money and you are ahead. Mm-hmm. It seems like you would be able to have a little bit more of that, chance to say, hey, We're doing well. This money isn't. It's like I said. It's house money at that point. You know. It seems like you should be able to do with it as you'd please. Not as you please, but at least involve her in some way.
And if you could show that you're being smart with your finances and financing what you want to do, and say this is where I see our money working in this, I think that would also help you and benefit you in that. That you're showing that you're taking initiative to show that you're capable of finances.
Him being smart with his money is him letting his wife decide that they're not going to throw the money on a boat. You know what I'm saying? And I think the question is, right, like, so he's a little bit ahead, that's great, but, like, what happens if, you know, God forbid, something happened to him or his wife and they can't work for 6 months? You know, we did have that last year. You're a little bit ahead, okay, that's great. But also, if you have small children, you know, great that they have college funds, but how much are in those college funds? I think you really want to try and set your kids up for as long as you can. Shockingly enough, I'll say I agree with Derek a little bit. You know, talk to her. You know, maybe you guys can decide on a big purchase or something, like a new TV, or maybe you can do like a weekend getaway. But if it ain't broke, yeah, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just want to say how much that meant to me, Aaron saying she agreed with me and what I just said. So, yes.
I'm truly doing something painful.
Right. Oh, man. Should we? We have a minute. We don't have enough time. We'll have to do these in the post-game show.
I do have to just make a big announcement for the show right now.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Mike, the last thing. You know, I don't think you know what it is. You guys don't know what it is.
Oh.
I got my first Warzone dub.
Oh!
Good for you.
Warzone dub. Fantastic. Solo mission. Did it by myself.
Solo mission. Yeah, wow. That's a lot more props on that
so,
one.
So, you know, yeah, did the dirty by myself. So, you know, big
good,
show.
Good on you. You're also starting a new podcast tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Foot and Mouth comes out tomorrow. Foot and Mouth. If you want we don't have time to do it on the show ever, as you can hear. The show is coming out tomorrow. It's going to be a full in-depth dive. You're going to love it.
Our man Will Tomasini, a real Italian, will be on that one. So looking forward to that. Again, download our pod, subscribe, rate, review. Listen if you want. I honestly do not care. We just need the numbers. We're trying to build a business here. So go ahead, and we're bringing you a lot more content now. We're giving you 4 pods a week. So make sure you go support that. Support, just search Talking About Practice. You'll find us. Aaron, it was a pleasure as always. Thank you for joining us. That's going to do it for us. We got my man Guillermo Mash with Without a Roof coming up next.